We are going to be hearing from Rabbi Alexander, a wonderful rabbi and man of God, a great leader in Odessa, Ukraine, who has been laboring in that port city for many, many years. And God has used him and his congregation in powerful ways, as he will tonight. So give a warm welcome to Rabbi Alexander.
Hello, I'm here. So, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Rabbi David. It was a privilege to come again and to meet wonderful family of Jacksonville. And I have a problem I would like to ask you to help me, because I'm not a smiling person. So when you will see that my face began to be like sad, please smile towards me, okay? And I will see, it will encourage me to smile, okay? And if I will keep smiling, increase your smiling also. And in this kind of way, I hope I will encourage you more, because my agenda really to encourage you and to share my heart what I have for Odessa congregation. I also would like to share it with you. And I will speak about Hellenism and family, because really we fighting, each of us fight for first to be in a family that Lord created for us, also physical family, but especially family of the covenant. We fighting to be in it. But when we came into the family, then we also keeping fighting to stay a family, to continue to be a family, because many things from Hellenist thinking and understanding trying to destroy this family that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob gave to this world. So, and a couple jokes, because many would encourage me to joke more, but I don't know, will you laugh or not, but at least I would try. And the man is saying, when I grew up, I started to live separately from my parents, and nobody could tell me and to forbid me to eat candy before the lunch. But then I got married. Yeah. Family, you know. We're shaping one another. And second joke. So you did well. Thank you. Second joke. husband and wife talking with one another and said, before we would debate with wife, who is chief in our house? Then we had a baby and we find it out. When we need to sleep, when we need to eat, and who is the real chief in our house? Yeah. Yeah, funny, but it's true. For some time. Yeah. Yeah. One more and I will stop, probably. Wife is saying to the husband, honey, the love is really blind. People probably saying the truth, the love is blind. And husband answers, but then married life is a brilliant, I could be wrong, but optometrist. And He said, I'm speaking it from my behalf. Not from people's behalf, but from my behalf. So, life in a family, it's quite a challenge. It's a fight, but good fight. And we're fighting for the covenant, family of the covenant. Not just family with no purpose, but family that has real purpose, real meaning, and real revelation that keeping us to be a family that have future, not only in earthly life, but have impact in eternal life. Because to Abraham was said, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. And many would teach that Abraham is supposed to leave his family and go and fulfill purposes of God. But in reality, to fulfill purposes, he took his family. Because family gives seed for blessing others. If you want to bless somebody, bring them to Shabbat, to your home, Erev Shabbat. It's producing real environment to bring forth the seed of salvation and to grow this seed in the family environment. So, and history of Hanukkah really shows what price people would pay, families would pay, Jewish families would pay to protect the revelations that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would give to them. They would lay their lives down to really pass this seed to other nations, to keep this destiny and opportunity to be a family with a covenant, with the Lord, with one another. So, and some people today could think that family is already something ancient, old, is not necessary. Some people started to teach about it. But this is real Hellenistic idea. And first and most famous Hellenist is Hasatan, who first one started to tempt the family to lose the revelation from the Father, from Heavenly Father. So he presented to people different way. Remember, I did it my way. So, and he presented this my way. Not his way, but my way. You will be a God. You will be wise. You will be nice. Whatever wise. But you will be great without him, great one. So, and in all human achievements without revelation from above, people would create idols, would create some special images, and they would try to imitate those images, style of life, style of dress, and so on. So, and Hellenism, it tries to really redirect our intention, our attention to different direction. It tries to redirect our thinking from thinking about ways of the Lord to thinking about our ways. So it's really danger. But usually this danger comes in a nice voice, in a nice idea that wrapped up in very beautiful kind of packages. And what is danger? Because some nations would conquer Israel and they would really even replace Israel to their kind of, Babylonians did it, some other nations did it, to their land, but no nations would try to fight against commandments or against revelations that Lord gave to Israel. But Hellenism did it. And probably you know, in this Dead Sea Scrolls is described fight between Bnei Haor and Bnei HaChoshech. And many scholars thinking that it's a really fight between Hellenist guys and between Jews. That they not just fight physical, but fight in their minds, in their understandings. So, are you smiling? I hope. You need to encourage me, because I will become too serious, and then we will regret. So, and this way, through Hellenistic influence, people would really lose the ground of the real family, real understanding what family is, for what purpose it was created, and for who created, actually. And I would like to present you some basic things in Hellenistic thoughts, and what is scripture, what is revelation that God gave to us, presenting instead of it. And you will see some basic guys who really laid foundation of Hellenism and what they spoke about, and what they spoke about family. So let's see who is the first one. What is the first thought? First of all, Hellenism would has such statements that man absolute is nature. It is not created by gods. Gods are part of nature. And from this kind of thinking, the different theories was born. But Tanakh is saying that Lord created everything and rules over everything. And nature is a part of God's creation. So let's see second one. Greeks would think that human mind freed itself from the power of gods. That actually it's Hasatan would present. So your mind should be free from influence of God's commandments. It's his opinion. You should have different opinion. No? But Tanakh saying that human mind needs revelation from above, from Almighty. And without it, humans are perish, and would be destroyed. And in Psalm 119 is said, I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your law. So, and let's see, third one. Greeks would think that law is a nomos, is discovery of human mind. They would say that we decided what law is. They would not treat it like a revelation from above. They would collect some majority and would say, we decided this, we decided that, and this is right because we are right, because we are together and we majority. And the Tanakh is saying that Torah, the law, is God's revelation, is given to humanity. And we remember how Israel, like a big family, would be on, would listen living words, and that Moshe would go and put it on the stone tablets. So, and it was from above. It was revelation that really would make person alive. So, and then some guys that probably you know what they said. Let's see the third, Protagoras. His statement is that human being is a measure of all things. See, interesting idea, that all things. But Tanakh is saying that Lord is the measure of all things. He real put measure to the sea, he put measure to mountains, different to the planets, to the space, and he is measuring it. He measuring big stuff and small things. And Protagoras would give this idea, and you see it's looking really nice, and you can reason it and say, but men are really, they are measuring many things. Yeah, they could measure something, but they're not really the standard that could be create real measure for all things. He could not measure the Almighty One. We can remember Job, how he would try to justify himself, and when he would give answer to the Lord, then he said, so I'm quiet, I would not say anything because I understood who I am. So, and let's see next one. So, the three philosophers, Hilon, Socrates, Plato, they would say the same thing, that you should get to know yourself and you will know gods and the universe. Such an interesting idea. And many people now teach, you need to know yourself. Really, go deeper, go deeper. Alcoholic, go and know yourself. Drug addict, get to know yourself more. And without real revelation from above, without sacrifice that cleansing you up, you could go deep and to know many things about yourself. But still, you will be dead. And you will not, you will feel this death. You will see, feel this sin that really fighting against you. And really, you could not do anything with it. Without revelation about sacrifice, about revelation about Messiah, about revelation about his good commandments. So, and what is Scripture saying to us? Let's read together. Know the Lord your God, and don't rely on your mind. Here's two scriptures together, but first, know Lord your God. First of all, you should know him, and then you will have correct understanding and possibility to know yourself. Even some people, many saying that, love yourself, love yourself. Come on, love yourself. How? Who can teach ourselves to love ourselves? He can. And his revelation giving us possibility to know how to love ourselves. Messiah, his sacrifice, teaching us how to love ourselves. It's wonderful. See how to love ourselves. Hmm? Sacrifice. And it's a real revelation that helping us to go out of this egoistic love to real agape love. Love that really changing heart, the changing mind. And let's see next one, Socrates. Oh, who loves Socrates? Well, you don't love him anymore, yeah? But he said many things, but I took only one, that truth is born in a dispute. Looks great, yeah? We'll have dispute and then we will have truth. But Scripture says different things, that your law is true, is truth. Moses would not collect, some elders would not have dispute about the revelation of the Lord. They would not dispute. What is the truth? They would present themselves, would seek, would obey him to receive it and to then to keep it and to teach themselves and children. So, dispute could produce fights, could produce that majority will actually conquer minority, and they could really do real serious and bad things. For example, Nazis would raise up, they would receive laws that destroy the country and destroy minds and hearts of people and lives. And we know this terrible history. So, and this thinking is, in the beginning, you see, oh, interesting idea, but when you're checking with Scripture, when you're checking with God's revelation, you see that it's destroying, really destroying. And what we'll see next, Aristotle, also one interesting guy. Actually, he trained Alexander Macedonius, and he was his trainer. And he said that a person himself must find the reasonable measure of his own life. But Scriptures is giving to us a reason to live and how to live. Not my will, but yours be done. Amen. Because, again, by ourselves, and Scriptures quoting it to us, we are like animals by ourselves. Yeah, really animals. But he giving us sense of justice, sense of real love, real senses of honoring one another, and different many other treasures that comes because of his presence, because he keeping his shalom, peace. Remember, when he will take his peace out of the earth, people will be like animals. They will fight, bite each other. And it will be a terrible time when it will happen. So, and and then last one, Plato. Plato was a teacher of Aristotle. And he thinks that he spoke about family. Let's read together. It is necessary to refuse the idea of the family. All children should be brought up by professionals. Yeah, it was his idea. He said, no, children from the mother, she has just reason to live, to give birth to the child. And then the state will take care of it. We have a lot of professionals. They know what to do with children, and they will train the children in the proper direction. And his idea actually was used in Soviet Union, in Nazis Germany, in Sparta, and different places. And they trained kids in a way that they would not feel any pity towards pain of other people. And I remember some stories of Holocaust survivors. They would be amazed how nice young people would kill Jewish people, just because somebody trained them without family, will take them out of the family. And what is Scripture telling to us? And we can quote, it's Deuteronomy 6, chapter from 6 to 9, but in reality, the family is a key for passing the values of the covenant. The covenant is not passed by organization. It passed through the family. And when we see how Hasmoneids would fight, Matityahu would give it to Yehuda, and they would transfer from one son to another, but this family could really resist because they had vision, father had vision, but sons would support this vision, and they could fight together. So the commandments that Lord gave, they really giving authority to the family, authority to God's family, to fight this good fight for the sake of salvation of many families. I will remind again, the Israel was a big family that received this revelation. And the idea was to pass this revelation to all the families of the earth, to bless them. And this is the reason why Hellenists tried to destroy Jewish family, because they understood when they will destroy Jewish family, they will destroy the covenant. And they would fight, Hellenists would fight to find the Torah in houses, to fight, they fought that Jewish people would not celebrate feasts, special times that the Lord gave and His law. But good news is that Hellenism was conquered by family. And today, this Hellenistic idea is still in the minds of many people, and still the tool to conquer any Hellenistic idea is the family that has covenant with the Lord. It's good news. History showing to us that to conquer Hellenism was necessary to have at least one family that was really, really capable fight for the covenant. And let's remember that Messiah, he came like a son, and he always would show people that I obey my father, always. And he also showed very tender attitude towards his mother. So he actually restoring family of the covenant, messianic family of the covenant, where there is children honoring parents and all family honoring the father who gave opportunity to have family, to have covenant in the family. And when he was on the execution stake, Yeshua would care for her mother. You can remember this. I would quote Yohanan 19:25-27. And when Yeshua saw his mother and the Talmid, whom he loved, standing there, he said to his mother, "Mother, this is your son." Then he said to the Talmid, "This is your mother." And from that time on, the Talmid took the her into his own home. You see, to protect his mother, Yeshua would ask part of his family, of covenant family, that Talmid, to treat her like his mother. It's very touching my heart, because we see how Messiah building up family, messianic family, and how he caring for all people. Only in Israel, Hellenism was destroyed and would not conquer that people who would protect the revelation of the Lord. Other nations, they easily would receive those ideas, but Israel was only nation who resisted. And Israel also was only nation who would fight among themselves to really restart the family of the covenant. And now we also have this button in our hands from them to fight the good fight. Because we also now building up family of the covenant. And in the end, I would like to, last slide, we can read from the scriptures, Zechariah. Let's read together if you would like to. "I will stir up your sons of Zion against you, sons of Greece, and I will make you like a warrior's word." So we see that prophet is describing this great fight between sons of Zion and sons of Greece. And we have good promise that he making us like a sword. And we know the sword of the word of God, word of the covenant, words that really changing heart and healing mind. And today, still, this fight is going on between good human ideas with revelation from the God of Israel. And it's not by accident it happens that Lord is calling himself God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Israel, because he's a God of the family that really fighting for the covenant. Because without covenant, family losing real purpose, real purpose why it was created. And to build up messianic family is not easy, but because Yeshua gave his life for this family, he said that I will create my messianic family and gates of hell would not prevail. So, and let's pray for it. I would like to pray with you and to make good statement about our families who can continue this good fight and could really steadfast on the ground the covenant that Messiah opened to us and renewed through his sacrifice, through shedding of his blood, to resurrection from the dead. Thank you, Lord, that you are mighty warrior, that you're fighting for us, that you're fighting for our families. Thank you that we are not alone when we fight for your revelation, when we fight for our children, when we fight to establish your kingdom among us, in our family, in our congregations. And we ask you, Lord, help us to see your ways. Help us to see your revelation clearly, that we would not be led astray by some nice human idea, but that we will see what is in your heart for our people, what in your heart for our families, that we will do our part, like Matityahu did, like Yehuda did, like Abraham did, Isaac did, and others who would relay on your revelation, relay on your commandments, and who would do their parts, that they would pass these treasures to the children, and that they know to whom to believe, in whom to trust, and through whom to love. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing great things with us. Amen. Thank you for attention, and thank you for smiling.
Thank you, Rabbi Alexander, for opportunity and possibility to see these beautiful faces out there. White faces, serious guys. Yeah. Thank you for beautiful and strong word for us. Yeah. Amen. So let's end our service with the Aaronic benediction, and please raise and not be alone. We are a family, family of God. Please find somebody and stand with him. Stand together as a family.
Yeah, and interesting, probably you noticed, the Greek guys, they have faces. Jewish guys, they don't. Why? Because some of them resurrected from the dead, no graves, no face. But there is spirit that moving. Ve'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai panavalecha Ve'yihunecha Is Adonai panavalecha Vayasem lechav shalom. Amen.
Shabbat shalom.